You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Just like that, on the heels of Benny Carter and Oscar Peterson giving us the tune Long Ago and Far Away of the 1952 album Sketches on Standards, we enter into a brand new hour of music on the show we call Neon Jazz. Benny Carter was an alto saxophonist, clarinetist, trumpeter, composer, arranger, and bandleader, along with being a major figure in jazz from the 1930s to the 1990s. Jazz musicians called him King. His big claim to fame was a 1958 performance with Billie Holiday at the legendary Monterey Jazz Festival. In 1986, the National Endowment of the Arts honored Benny Carter with its highest honor in jazz, the NEA Jazz Masters Award. In addition, he was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987. The other fellow on this quality album was Canadian jazz pianist and composer Oscar Peterson. Over the years, he teamed up with some impressive cats for a wide catalog of quality songs. This included bassist Ray Brown and Sam Jones, guitarist Joe Pass and Herb Ellis, pianists Count Basie and Herbie Hancock, and finally, trumpeters Clark Terry and Mr. Louis Armstrong. Together, Carter and Peterson were yet another jazz duo that knew how to mold improv into an expert session of song on a quality album. Thanks for joining us again here in Radio Land for a newly choreographed session of Neon Jazz. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town famous for hopping clubs off 18 and Vine, like Dante's Inferno, the Hi-Hat, and the Paseo Ballroom here in Casey Mo, featuring musicians like Jack Teagarden, Gil Evans, Art Pepper, and much more. Coming up next on Neon Jazz is the trio of Hal Gaynor, Walter Norris, and Billy Bean with the 1989 tune, Chilo.
Thank you.
That was a nice tune there by bebop and cool jazz pianist Ron Freeman performing with the Chet Baker Quartet featuring Shelly Manne on the Skins with the 1956 song Say When. Initially, Freeman was classically trained, but his reputation as a jazz pianist grew in the 40s after working with Art Pepper and Shorty Rogers, and led to collaborations in the 50s with Chet Baker and Shelly Manne. Chet, on the other hand, was a journeyman jazz trumpeter, flugelhornist, and singer that teamed with the best in the business over the years for some of the best recordings in jazz, featuring a host of very talented cats. Much like this recording, there isn't a bad recording with Chet when he teamed up with anyone in the jazz world. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is sax man Clifford Jordan with the song Sunrise in Mexico off the 2001 album called Mosaic. We'll be right back. This is Neon.
Jazz. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. That was composer, keyboardist, and record producer Wayne Horvitz with the song In the Lounge off the 2002 album Sweeter Than the Day. Horvitz was born in New York City and currently lives in Seattle with his wife, who is a composer by the name of Robin Holcomb, and their two children. He is a defiant crossbreeder of genres and has led many groups over the years. He has recorded or performed with the likes of John Zorn and Bill Frisell. Horvitz has composed and produced music for a variety of video, film, television, and other multimedia projects, including two projects with director Gus Van Sant. The chances of you hearing him once or twice without knowing it is very, very high. Up next on our jazz show is Joe Swanna with the song Le Baron off the 1995 album In the Moment. That was pianist, arranger, composer, and bandleader Gil Evans with the 1957 song Ella Speed off the Gil Evans and 10 album. Gil played a key role in the development of cool jazz, modal jazz, free jazz, and jazz fusion, along with collaborating extensively with Miles Davis. Between 1941 and 1948, he worked as an arranger for the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. Evans's modest basement apartment behind a New York City Chinese laundromat was famous for becoming a meeting place for musicians looking to develop a new musical style outside the dominant bebop style of the day. In the 1970s, Following Miles and many other jazz musicians, Evans worked in the free jazz and jazz rock idioms, getting a new generation of admirers. Evans had a particular interest in the work of rock guitarist Jimi Hendrix. Hendrix's 1970 death made it impossible for a scheduled meeting with Evans to discuss Hendrix being a frontman for a big band led by Evans. He continued to work with many musicians over the years. In 1987, Evans recorded a live CD with Sting featuring big band arrangements of songs with the Police. Up next on Neon Jazz, we're going to take a listen to the 1956 tune Autumn Nocturne by Mr. Bobby Hackett.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was jazz trumpet man Carmel Jones, who was born in Kansas City, Kansas. He is best known for his work with Horace Silver, appearing on the album Song for My Father. He also recorded for Pacific Jazz from 1961 to 63. In 1965, he moved to Germany, where he lived for 15 years. He eventually returned to the USA and was laid to rest in the town of his birth in KCK back in 1996. In a show already filled with duos, tandems, and quartets, we're going to keep it going here with the tune Cherry Pies Ought to Be You with the power duo of Rosemary Clooney and Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, by Jove and by Jehovah, you have set my heart aflame.
And to you, you Casanova, my reactions are the same.
I would sing the tender verses, but the flair, alas, I lack.
I'll go on, try to versify, and I'll versify back.
Well, let me see now. Cherry pies ought to be you.
Autumn skies ought to be you.
Mr. Pulitzer's prize ought to be you.
Romeo in disguise ought to be you.
Columbine ought to be you.
Sparkling wine ought to be you.
All of Beethoven's nine ought to be you.
Every Will Shakespeare line ought to be you.
You are so enticing, I'm starting to shake.
You are just the icing to put on my cake.
You mean I'm yummy? Heaven's blue ought to be you.
Heaven too ought to be you.
Everything super do ought to be you. Asphodels ought to be you.
Orson Welles ought to be you.
Ankles like Kit Cornell's ought to be you.
Towels from Ritz Hotels ought to be you.
Sweet Snow White ought to be you.
Ambrose Light,
hey, that's good,
ought to be you.
Eleanor Wrong or Right ought to be you.
Errol Flynn Loose or Tight,
watch it,
ought to be you.
You are so exciting, I can't even laugh. I want to top that one.
If you're fond of biting, I'll bite you in half.
To continue, Whistler's Ma ought to be you.
Elliot's Pa ought to be you.
Everything hip hurrah ought to be you.
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 Thank you.
That was the first and only pairing of alto saxophonist and clarinetist Art Pepper with the West Coast jazz trumpeter Conte Candoli, the 1957 tune Diablo's Dance. Thanks for tuning into our show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend and show engineer, John Christopher, for giving Kansas City Radio more music and class. Let us know what you think here, or not, about our show at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. That was composer, keyboardist, and record producer Wayne Horvitz with the song... Did I say Horvitz? Okay. Why? Wascally. Wabbit. Wayne Horvitz. That was one. What was her? Wayne... What the...
Wee-wee.
That's right.
Neon Jazz.